It's 8:31. This is CPR News. A judge has asked Governor Jared Polis to come up with a list of everyone who's applied for clemency or sentence forgiveness in state prisons and how many of those applications the governor's granted. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the court is deciding whether Polis should be forced to reduce prison populations to address the risk from coronavirus.
The ACLU of Colorado has filed a temporary restraining order against Polis because they say he hasn't done enough to protect prisoners from contracting COVID-19. There are currently more than 2,100 active infections inside state prisons among inmates, almost 1 in 8. That's up from 1,500 just a couple of days ago. Polis has not allowed for early releases since earlier in the pandemic, and lawyers argue conditions are atrocious. Many guards are also sick and spreading it to their communities. In addition to seeking more information, the state judge on the case also ruled that the ACLU will be able to depose Polis's corrections chief and a state prison warden on actions they've taken inside the institutions. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The State Department of Corrections is looking into the death of an inmate at a state prison in Fremont County. The death follows an incident between inmates on Thanksgiving Day and was ruled a homicide. Colorado farmers and ranchers have weathered drought, fire, and the pandemic this year. Now they're talking about 2021. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Will Bledsoe is a fourth-generation rancher in eastern Colorado. He says while this year has been challenging, it hasn't slowed down his work.
2020 has just reiterated the fact of what we've seen for 100 years, that every year or two, there's going to be at least one thing coming your way. And hope you have a little luck on your side and you just keep going forward.
Farmers have seen more direct-to-consumer sales this year. That's involved everything from creating online sales platforms to pre-orders from farmers markets. The State Department of Agriculture is also working on three major goals for 2021. Training the next generation of farmers and ranchers, diversifying market opportunities, and promoting environmental stewardship. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
It's the beginning of a sunny weekend all across Colorado, with temperatures warming up just a little between now and the end of the weekend, highs near 50 around Denver today. This is CPR News.